Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox magic number is down to 3. They're north of the border once again tonight, Jones, taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. A 7:07 first pitch, 6:07 pregame here on WEEI. It is Garrett Crochet versus Max Scherzer. Still a big name, but Scherzer has an ERA over 5 this year.
Yeah, not great.
Crochet, meanwhile, 17-5 with a 2.69 ERA.
Nice.
Final start before, fingers crossed, the playoffs. Sox are -125 on the money line.
It'd be nice to mix in a strong start, as you highlighted, or not just because they need the win,
right,
which is the main thing.
Sure.
But he's got a 4.68, so close, ERA in the month of September, and it's really one great start. You went through this earlier, but it was 7 innings, 10 Ks against the A's. Other than that, 6 innings, 3 runs Tampa, 6 innings, 3 runs New York, then that game against Cleveland. So I'd like another strong start where they get it, they get the win, magic numbers down to at least 2, maybe even where you can clinch tomorrow. And he has a big, strong start under his belt going into the first postseason game, whatever it is, a week from tomorrow, I think.
Other games of note, Tigers-Guardians continue their series in Cleveland tonight. It is Jack Flaherty versus Tanner Bibee. And then the late game, the Houston Astros taking on the Sacramento A's. Hunter Brown, who has been their ace this season, will probably finish third in the Cy Young.
Yeah, I think when Nick was going through the odds earlier today, there's only 3 guys with odds to win it, and he was third after Crochet.
What's his name?
Scooble.
How do you think people will, is it Trevor Rogers for Baltimore?
Oh, yeah. Does he not have enough innings?
So probably not, but I bet he gets votes because he's been filthy. Yeah. But he has like half the starts that everybody else has. But yeah, the top 3 are
so
pretty
the
much.
The Astros have Brown. I didn't realize they had Brown going tonight. Yeah. So that's another reason why you need Crochet tonight. Yep. You win. Doesn't matter what they do. Magic numbers 2. You can clinch as soon as tomorrow.
Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe, grab bag.
So Tom Brady wears a lot of hats. He is a part owner of the Raiders, part, offensive coordinator of the Raiders. He is a Fox broadcaster as well. He's also coming out of retirement to play flag football in Saudi Arabia.
Did you hear the number that's getting thrown around for what he's getting paid?
Yeah, he claimed BS because Portnoy said $75 million. And he was like, where are you coming up with that?
Portnoy said $75. Portnoy and Big Cat were offered $10 million. To go sit ringside at like a boxing match or something like that?
And they said no.
They said they wanted 15 and they turned it down. And
wow.
So
they are obviously doing Portnoy, pretty well.
Portnoy, who's been offered money by the Saudis and was ready to take it if they hit his number, claims $75 million for Brady. Brady said
no, it's not.
It's not.
It's like $65
million. What is it, 74? It's not 75. Yeah. What is it then?
Well,
I'd like to know. But anyway, that's not what you're talking about.
No, it's not. Because in addition to all these things, he also has a weekly newsletter.
Is it weekly?
It says, according to a weekly newsletter.
Oh, my gosh.
Tom Brady is firing back at people that say it's a conflict of interest and he shouldn't be doing the broadcasting and the owning of the team and all this stuff. And this is one quote. I feel I have a moral and ethical duty to the sport, which is why the point where my roles in it intersect is not actually a point of conflict, despite what the paranoid and distrustful might believe.
So, like, in other words, just trust me. I got suspended for 4 games.
Yeah.
Deflating football.
No,
just trust me.
Yeah.
And, hey, I am getting this information, but I have a moral and ethical obligation or whatever he said to just do the right. So just trust that I'm going to do. Guys, just trust. I'm Tom Brady. Just trust me. I'm going to do the right thing. I have this information, but I'm not going to use it. That's basically what he's saying, right? Am I interpreting that wrong? What he's saying.
Yeah. Guys, trust me.
Guys, I know what I'm doing.
Everybody who's wrong is paranoid or distrustful.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, why would they distrust you? Because they're not with the Raiders.
Yeah.
So every other team is looking for any slight competitive advantage, which again, your team did for 20 years. Not all you, but like your team did.
Gonna see it. The Bears looked pretty good last week, right?
Bears look great.
Brady called that game and sat in on meetings with Bears coaches last week.
Yeah.
And the Raiders play the Bears this week.
You pick the Raiders and the points?
Well, I'm just saying, let's just see how
Raiders
that goes.
The points?
Let's just follow the breadcrumbs on that and see where it goes.
Right. Yeah. Do you subscribe to the newsletter?
I do not.
No. All
right.
Grab on! All right, it's the final week of the baseball regular season. We probably should have started this on Monday, but it's been a busy week, Jones. So we're going to do it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week. Okay? Yeah. No, better late than never, I've always said. Two things. 40-40 watch.
Oh, nice.
And 30-30 watch.
We're
talking dongs and
week.
Swipes.
Okay, good.
Dongs and swipes. So there's still a chance for a 40-40 season.
Hell yeah.
Juan Soto, 42 Long Johnsons, 36 steals.
He's got to get going.
He's got to
get scooting and scampering.
You can get a single. You draw a walk, which he does a lot.
Oh, he walks all
steal
the time.
Steal second and third. You're halfway home.
Mm-hmm.
You have 5 games to get 4 steals.
Second and third.
Yeah, and home. Steal first, for all I care. But he's breathing down the neck of a 40-40 season.
Nice.
You're probably wondering, Keith, what about the 30-30 guys?
I was wondering that.
Good news.
Trevor Story's got to be in there.
Pete Crow Armstrong.
He's been on 30-30 watch since the All-Star break.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Well, he's one dong shy.
Good.
He's one of the worst players in baseball for the second half.
Blows. Blows.
We were on peak Crow 30-30 watch months ago. He's not there yet?
He's cooled. Okay. And so he needs one more round tripper.
What's
and then
he
have
for swipes?
35. He's good on swipes.
30-35?
He's had 10 swipes in the second half?
He's had 35 swipes. He needs one more round tripper. Okay. So hopefully it happens tonight. Fingers crossed on Pete Crow Armstrong.
All right.
Francisco Lindor.
Uh-huh.
Also a dong shy.
Okay.
29 and 31 currently.
Ooh, nice.
Our guy Trevor Story, who I've always believed in.
Man, so the Mets have a lot at stake. Lindor and Soto better get running. What are
even
you guys doing?
Pete Crow, who they traded away a couple years back.
Good call, yeah.
Trevor Story, 25 home runs, 31 steals. So he's got the steals.
Not getting that.
He's probably not hitting 5 home runs in the next 5 games.
The way he's playing defense, he could get to 30-30 with errors. Yeah, he might be able to, the way he's playing defense.
Randy Arozarena, 27 home runs, 28 steals.
No.
Not happening?
No.
Julio Rodriguez, or as I like to call him, Julio Rod,
sure,
has the home runs, 31.
Yeah. Oh, good.
He's sitting on 28 swipes.
Oh, check that box.
Two swipes. So most likely to get it. No, it got to be Lindor. He needs one more.
No. Lindor and Julio Rod are going to do it. Yeah. What did Lindor need? Lindor needs a homer.
Lindor needs a home run. That's it.
And Julio Rod needs 2 swipes?
Yeah.
I'm betting Julio Rod for a steal, right?
Doing that right now?
Plus money for a steal, yeah.
So obviously Juan Soto's already hit the 30-30 mark, as has Jose Ramirez or Jose Ram.
Jose Ram, yeah.
Corbin Carroll and Jazz Chisholm Jr. Those guys have all already hit 30-30.
Very impressive.
So yeah, it is
How have we not been doing this all week? You're right.
I don't know.
Oversight.
Trip to Garden Grove, smell like
grab bag
inside the van. Oh yeah.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
According to Julio Rod for a steal plus 425.
Oh, you just made some money.
Let's do it. Bet that
made money right
bet
now.
That the next 4 days. That's a lock.
On an interview with Logan Paul, Charlie Sheen claims he's had sex with 47,000 women.
All right. Now, this has been a sizable off-air topic on the
brag,
show.
Bro. I mean, the sickest of the brags. I mean, so 47,000 women, which, first of all, good for them. Good
nice.
For those ladies.
Yeah, they're
also
lucky ladies.
Get tested. But so 47,000.
Yeah.
He also claims in that interview that he.
This
first,
is women or people?
He says women.
Women.
I know there's like a documentary and a book, so people would. I don't know what the number is on people.
It's actually a higher figure.
47,000 women.
Sure.
He also says that he first made love when he was 15.
Okay.
So he's now 60.
Okay.
So 45 years of lovemaking would be what? How do you possibly.
2.8 women a day.
How many?
2.8 women a day.
I think it's more than that.
Three women a day? He's making
for
love
45
three...
years.
Every day since he was 15.
But like, he's doing an interview and he's not having sex during that interview, so that's time wasted. He also filmed a ton of movies and TV shows.
Great point.
Which they weren't adult films. They were like Two and a Half Men. He's on there. How many hours did he waste on Two and a Half Men?
Oh, there's a, so lot, there's a lot of sleeping with the women. Maybe that's what he's doing. He sleep with all those women?
Maybe.
The actresses.
So then he left, slept with three people, and then went back the next day, did it again.
Yeah.
47,000? That's more than Wilt Chamberlain.
Well, we looked it up. Wilt claimed 20,000.
God bless him.
47,000. Yeah. This is like.
It's unseemly.
I need to, you know what I need to see? And maybe I'd shudder it.
What do you need to see?
Actually,
go on. You know, I need proof.
You know how Mark Wahlberg gives us like his daily routine? We know he like wakes up, prays, works out.
Oh, Charlie Sheen's daily.
It's like eggs.
Back to the sex. I do a little acting. Back to the sex. A little bit more acting. I read a script. Back to the sex. Charlie Sheen's daily log. You're like, oh my god, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, on the Sabbath I rest, of course.
And then so he takes one day off.
Yeah, cheat day.
So Denise Richards is probably like, we were married for a very long time.
Because this, again, is not times. This is women.
Not times.
Times.
Women. Even times, you'd probably have to question it.
47,000 women? You would need 47,000 of me to get to that number.
Yeah, I would do it. I haven't met 47,000 people in my life, let alone slept with them all.
That's outrageous.
What a claim, though.
What an absolute wild claim. A big off-air topic. It's been a big off-air
We've
topic.
We've discussed it quite a bit.
We brought it to air.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, I have to.
37. My girlfriend's grabbed 37 bags.
In a row?
47,000
bags.
The number,
actually,
we're looking for. Wow. Good news for Hall of Fame fans, Jones. The Football Hall of Fame has announced their 128 candidates for the Hall of Fame, including... First-timers, Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald.
Sure.
Fitzgerald's going to walk right in.
Fitzgerald should get in. I wouldn't put Brees in, personally.
I wouldn't
put
him in right away. I'd have to take a look at it. I think he's overrated, but he's probably a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, take some time.
Also on the list, Philip Rivers.
Out.
Alex Smith out. Greg Olsen.
Definitely out. Olsen out.
Jason Witten.
Not in my hall.
Well, I'm a small hall guy myself, but he's got crazy numbers, though. I would actually, you could make a good case for Jason Witten. What about Frank Gore? He was never like the best,
which,
but his
which Hall of Fame is this?
Well, pro Football Hall of Fame?
Yeah,
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
No, no, no. He was a
Magnum Dom.
He was a stats accumulator. What he was? Yeah, it was Frank's Gore. Yeah,
but Frank the stats are pretty crazy though. Yeah, yeah. It's what he had, but you're no on him.
Frank Gore's numbers 47,000 around.
Grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the best baseball performers from Tuesday, September 23rd. Was it Michael Harris II, 2-for-3, 2 home runs?
Maybe.
Was it Ellie De La Cruz, 3-for-3, a home run, 2 RBI, and a run scored?
No swipes, huh? It's not him.
Was it Teoscar Hernandez, 2-for-4, home run, 3 RBI? Was it Christopher Sanchez, 7 scoreless, 6 Ks? Or was it Randy Vasquez, 7 scoreless, 3 Ks?
Michael Harris was my first option.
Or was it Shohei Ohtani? 6 scoreless innings pitched with 8 Ks. No?
I'm going to stick with Michael Harris.
Okay, Michael Harris it is. Michael Harris is a good answer.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, Jones, we have a former Blue Jay, of course, with the Red Sox taking on the Blue Jays. This guy played 12 years in the majors. In addition to the Blue Jays, the Braves, Red Sox, Rays, Pirates, Snakes, Yankees.
Wow. So the whole AL East, just about.
Yep.
Okay.
He would play a hot corner.
Okay.
He also, I think they stuck him in the outfield a little bit. Let me take a look. Oh, yeah. He played both hot corners.
Played hot and cold corner.
In both corner outfield positions.
Okay.
He was a corner guy, a little bit of DH.
Ed Sprague?
Not Ed Sprague. Good guess. He did bat from the left side, but obviously as a third baseman, he would throw it from the right.
Well, sure.
Can
I get an era?
Rookie of the year.
What?
In 2002.
For what team?
For the Blue Jays.
For the Blue Jays?
Played until 2013. He was a 2000s man. He hit 24 bombs as a rookie, stole 13 bases.
Oh, man.
Career 249 hitter, career 137 home runs.
Not Tony Bautista.
Not Tony Bautista.
No, he's way too
50
good.
Home runs.
Yeah, way too good.
He did
Which
make,
Sox team was he on?
He did make $22.35 million.
Okay. Well, it's definitely not
in
Tony
his big
Bautista
league
there.
Career.
He's rookie of the year in 02. Hang on.
Play with the Red Sox in, it looks like, part of 06 and 07. But he only played 115 total games with the Red Sox.
Okay.
Played most of his career with Toronto, followed by Atlanta.
Not Frank Catalanato.
Not Frank, professional hitter Frank Catalanato. No, not him. Text line
Come
has
on,
it.
Text line, don't do that
text
to us.
Text line has it.
Does YouTube chat have it?
That's such small font. I can't begin to tell you if they have it. I don't think so.
The fact we're not getting a rookie of the year, this is bad.
Rookie of the year, no, too. Might have been his best year.
He was a rookie of the year and played for the Red Sox and like the whole AL East.
Yep.
We don't have it.
And then he had a 20 home run season in 08 as well. Lefty stick.
It's not Butch Husky.
Well, no.
Am I close?
But he was a little husky himself.
He was a husky fella.
Yeah.
I'm cheating and looking. You said text line has it?
Yep.
Adam Lind?
No.
Oh, no, Eric Hinsky.
He got it!
Damn, that's one we should have got.
Big Ski
Eric
was his name.
Hinsky?
Eric Hinsky we should have got.
Eric Hinsky. Two-time World Series winner, Eric Hinsky. One with the Red Sox in 07 and with the Yankees in 09.
He go with a chin strap or did he go with just the chin?
I think he had a nice goatee.
Patch. Yeah, is that what it was?
Might have been a nice little soul patch.
I think it might have been more than that.
I feel like he might have had some frosted tips, too. I feel like he's a fashionable man.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, that's a bad one.
Well, it was the early 2000s.
That's a good point.
Frosted tips.
That's a bad one. Point. That's one we should have got.
He dressed like Guy Fieri.
Oh, he was. He was huskier than I.
Yeah, he was huskier
than I recall. Yeah, wow.
6'2", 235.
Yeah, he looked like by the time he was a Diamondback.
Does look like Kevin James a bit.
He does. No. He does a lot actually.
No.
By the time he was a Diamondback, he had lost most of that moss on top. It looks like.
Yeah.
That
no. Sure. Yeah.
That didn't go with him to Arizona. It doesn't look like.
You play a sport where you wear a hat, you're all right.
That's a good point. Yeah. Okay, Eric Hinsky. I feel great shame not getting that one. That is the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.